I love the setting. I just love the setting with the trees and the view coming down from the South Campus over the city. The path in between the North and South Campus.
I like the atmosphere. I like the outside, you know, it's nice. It's kind of small, so you get to know people.
It's very open and very friendly. I love school. I wish I could become a permanent student.
It's about the only place I can afford to go. And it's nice and close, and I want to get some credits and then transfer to SFU.
Mainly just interest at first. My first year it was just taking a scattering of everything, and then the ones that I enjoyed the most, or the teachers that I enjoyed the most, I went back to. The teacher has a lot to do with it, I think. He interests you and enthuses you in his course, and then you return.
Well, it's a personal thing. I think a lot of the faculty, some of the people that teach here, are extraordinarily good instructors, good teachers, good people.
Oh, I think I chose it because I liked the idea of the classes being smaller, and I think it paid off very well because I've enjoyed the smaller classes and getting to know all the people. I've made a lot of good friends.
I think there's two streams of students we have. One is people who want to get their first and second year. It's closer to come to Capilano. I think a lot of people know now we have a reputation for giving a lot of concern to students. If there are any problems in classes, writing papers, or study skills, we have a wide range of programs to help you along your way. And also, the other side is people who come strictly for interest. They may start out with a community education course, or just jump right into a course like anthropology or psychology.
I think that we do a lot to help people get their start to go on to other institutions like the university. And we do a lot of things that are kind of job related. And I think both those things are very important.
You know, I think that people come into my classes for every reason, from just stuffing in a timetable to some kind of personal affinity. The biggest bulk of them have a subject affinity.
I feel this is such an exciting, and has been an exciting experience, in that you can work on a one-to-one basis with a student. And I find that very, very satisfying.
I think perhaps one of the commonest experiences I used to have interviewing prospective students was that they were undecided about exactly what they wanted to do with this 2 years or 1 year's experience. Quite a lot knew that they wished to be involved with art of one kind or another, but they weren't sure at this point in time exactly what it was going to be. So for people like that, it's a useful time, I think, to sort out their ideas and get some experience. So it's worth investing, I think, a year, 2 years, whatever, to find out if in fact this is what you should be doing for the rest of your life, to measure yourself against your own aspirations, to measure yourself against what you see of other students, your peer group, etc., to gain insight and knowledge. And at the end of 1 year, one term, 2 years, or whatever, say, well, this is good. It's what I thought it would be. In fact, it's even better. I've decided this is what I'm going to do, and now I've decided to do this, that, or the other, and away they go. And for some people, even if they quit after a year, at least it's on the basis of experience, and they won't have to spend the rest of their lives wondering whether maybe they should have done this, and I think that's a tragedy. Others come into the art program for other reasons, which you could broadly describe as cultural, I suppose. I think they come for the best of all possible reasons, that is, just for the sheer pleasure.
I think the labor program and the women's studies program and the women's resource center have been the two most important experiments, and successful ones, both of them, in involving particular groups within the community. From the very beginning, we had some mature students. That grew over a few years, and I think that's been one of the best things about the college, the number of mature students here and the way in which they are integrated with those students who are young adults just coming out of the high school surroundings. And to be on a peer level, friendship equality level within a classroom is very good for both groups.
one of the best things that's happened here at the college.
Well, I hope we're all learners. That is, those of us who are officially students and those of us who are not, because I think the whole notion of a community college is really very new, and we've all got to learn what it is and how to make it work. I don't think there's any question that the uniqueness of this college is its faculty. There is no doubt in my mind that the quality of the faculty here, from the point of view of their training, from the point of view of their professional commitment to their work, from the point of view of their creativity and their imagination, they are second to none. And that's the basic asset of this college, and you couldn't have a much better asset than that.
I think both faculty and students would find that it's a very warm atmosphere. Faculty are often really personally involved with students, not feeling that they're some sort of special counselor. Just because you get to know people, there's a chance for discussion and a chance for debate. And you can learn so much as an instructor. They have these ideas to share. If you can find ways of tapping that. A lot of friendships have been made in classes between students and with students and instructors. The faculty are very interested in trying to use a lot of innovative ways to reach people. We've got to have a situation where we can all participate. So you try in as many different ways as you can to provide that. Small group discussion, sometimes experimental things. Often a lot of audiovisual materials are used. I use a lot of films. We can't go off to the Kalahari and the Amazon every week, so we do it with films.
We've gone to the communities. Secondly, we also have field trips in every course, in which myself and my students go to, say, a Hindu parishad, a Sikh temple, a synagogue, a church. So we do try and gain some rapport with the members of the various religious communities.
The career program offers the students 2 years of very practical hands-on training with something that's very concrete at the end. They're going to have marketable skills that they can go out into the community and find employment.
I think they prepare you for a good foothold into the job market, more so than I think that just any commerce course would exactly, I think, because you're learning so much practical stuff instead of theoretical stuff. You know what exactly is going to happen before you're kind of in there, and you think you're a step ahead.
The courses we do now are very hard. There's a lot of work involved in that. There's an incredible amount of reading. You've got to be on the ball all the time with it. But I would like to see a typing program implemented into the legal studies program instead of just for the secretaries, because we all need it, and it would help if it was in there right from the start.
We maintain quite a close relationship with the community, especially in music therapy, because our students are out on practicum every semester and they're placed in a variety of settings. They may be with working with geriatrics or with preschool children or with adolescents. There's a very wide range, and all of our students are out in practicum placements, so that we do maintain a close liaison with the field. One of the things that we offer our students is the ability to come in with very little background, and they can work hard and perhaps be able to continue on at a university, whereas universities have fairly high entrance standards, with students having to have quite a bit of knowledge before they come in. And many students may be interested in music, but they may not have had the chance to acquire that kind of background before. So our students are allowed into the program, and we have very low standard as far as entrance, but we have a high standard before they leave us. So that's an opportunity that exists only with our college.
It's quite an artistic course. I enjoy it, you know, that artistic aspect of creating all sorts of things yourself in photography and graphics and, you know, the study print sets on an educational format. It just progresses until you're the more sophisticated technology that I guess we're going to be using in the schools from now on, video and film.
I think Capilano is unique in Canada in that it doesn't see student services as adjuncts to or of lesser importance than the instructional process. The educational support services or the student services are integral to the instructional role of the college, which to my mind is not only unique but pioneering.
We're providing more attention now to activities out of our Learning Assistance Center, the establishment of a mathematics lab, which allows students from across the entire college to drop in and try and grapple with those basic skills that they may have forgotten or never well coped with. We are in our establishment of a women's resource center to provide some assistance to women either returning to college or coming to college in the first time. Those kinds of activities we believe are important and will assist the people who engage in those activities to be better students and be more successful, whether it's a career program they're in, or a vocational program, or even a university transfer program.
No, I think they've got a good section of services around there. Last year, I used the Learning Assistance Center when I wanted they're offering help in reading, speeding up your reading ability. I took advantage of that, and it seemed to help quite a bit. The first day I learned about all the things I was doing wrong. Everything she mentioned I was doing wrong.
And they feel that they get a little bit better service and a little more help and understanding here, they keep saying, than they get out at the larger university.
There's a financial aid office where people can get their student loans through, or bursaries, the counseling division. And then the nurse, of course, has different clinics going on too, like non-smoking clinics and things like that. Student Society provides money for clubs and organizations. They have pub nights, dances, extracurricular activities for the students to come to. Film nights, they have a film every couple of weeks, which is free right now. Really good film.
The college has recognized the need to serve its community not only on the Linmore campus. And so in 1977, the board of the college, or the council as it was called at that time, clearly tried to ensure that not only we developed the Linmore campus, but in addition to that, we begin to develop facilities and services off Linmore in places such as Howe Sound, in parts of West Vancouver, and very shortly in Seashelt.
As far as the community goes, generally, we're also offering community education, and our teachers are in contact with a lot of children who are taking class piano courses, and we also offer them to adults so that there is a kind of contact just with the general community because of the fact that they're interested, and we are offering that to them through our community education courses also.
We have, from the point of view not of geography, but from virtually every other point of view, the most heterogeneous student population of any college in the province. And the very fact that people from very different backgrounds, very different ages, very different previous education have an opportunity to work together is to their mutual advantage educationally.
Many mature students feel they need an excuse to go back to college. You shouldn't have to have an excuse. If they would just come back and feel they could get their minds opened out, reactivated, I guess that's the one thing I've heard most often from mature students, saying, I wanted to get my mind turned back on. I wanted to see if I could still think and talk on serious matters with a number of people. It's a testing for themselves, and then it's an opening up for themselves. And I think that's so valuable. I wish we could find a way to get across to them how welcome they are and what good use they're making of this facility when they come here.
Even if people don't go on, if they're not planning a career in economics or even business administration, they've had an experience that can give them a different way of looking at the world. And no matter what they go into, they've now got a whole new range of viewpoints.
A lot of the students turn up again after 2 or 3 years who don't go on to university and take other courses, and I'm glad to see that. This place should be a center that people use all their lives to go in and out of as they want and need the stimulus that we can provide here.